Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 23rd of September. Starting off with a request, which is Boohoo Group. And here you can see that shares have broken that line of resistance from August at £3.17. So above that, looking for at least the mid-channel line there up to £3.55. Obviously, the big picture there up to 450, which would be the top of the rising trend channel from way back in April last year. As far as the downside is concerned, below 317, which we don't really want to go down to, or below the 200-day moving average is support 303 and the floor of the channel, which governs the whole bull or recovery argument here at 290, where the 50-day moving average is. So on bigger picture, above 290 up to 450, but ideally there's no break back below 317 in the near term. Good to see Braveheart making some moves today. The current situation on the daily chart is that we've had this very frustrating, after the trend line break that we had in the middle of July, very frustrating move higher, sort of slow grind move higher through 20 and then 25 pence. Hopefully now that we're above that initial September resistance at 25.85, we can then head up to the top of the rising trend channel drawn from March at 40 pence plus. So let's see if the shares finally behave themselves. But you can see all along the price action is sort of three steps forward, two steps back. So the stock does tend to retrace quite sharply on it itself. On to Conroy, and here we've got a nice looking breakout here for the stock, breaking the initial September resistance, 31 pence. So by above that, looking for obviously a retest at least of August resistance to 38. But the big picture target here, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, would be a meeting with that November resistance line projection through 60 pence. This stage only really back below the 50-day line at 25 pence would spell danger, but obviously that would be risking quite a lot from a near-term trading perspective. Don't really want to see sub 31 pence in the near term. On to N4 Pharma, which is a unusual situation. I normally follow the momentum. Obviously here we had the spike up to 16 pence last month and a very, very painful retracement for the shares. But point of interest today really is that the key reversal to the upside, i.e. breaking yesterday's low and then breaking yesterday's high. End of day close above 5.6 pence would confirm that the key reversal to the upside and also emphasize the way the shares have bounced off that uptrend line from March after a bear trap just below the 200-day moving average at 5 pence. But all of that equals to a possible return to fill the gap up towards 8 pence over the next week or two. Ideally, we retest resistance on the way down, which was 10 pence over the next few weeks for N4 Pharma. But we have had a nice bear trap below the initial support of September to date, which was around the 5 pence level. Intriguing stock coming up now, in the form of NSCI. We've had a situation where the we've obviously got that massive gap there, but it looks as though we're in a rising trend channel. Floor of the channel at the 20-day moving average at 62 pence. Broken that line of resistance from the beginning of the month around the 63 pence level, but basically above 62, looking for a top of late August price channel target as high as £1.10. So let's see if the charts work on that, on this particularly strange setup that we have here. Time frame on the £1.10 target, the next 2 to 4 weeks, or at the current rate, even quicker than that. Physiomics is back. I know that stock has a lot of fans. What's interesting on this situation is that we've had a bear trap below the floor of the rising trend channel from March, and then a gap higher through the 50-day moving average. So sort of a couple of signals in there, technical signals, the bear trap gap reversal and break of the 50-day line. End of day close above the 50-day line at 7.64 pence should be enough to get the shares back on their way and hopefully retest 10 pence plus, or obviously much more than that. If you're cautious on the stock, you probably wait for an end of day close either through the mid-September peak at 8 pence or the initial September peak at 8.9 pence, depending on your risk appetite. Reynolds is next, and can't quite remember whether I actually charted it before or looked at it and then didn't cover it, but certainly the shares are off to the races at the moment. We've gapped through the 200-day moving average at 11.21 pence, and while we're, well, an end-of-day close above that could start the journey to a top of January trend channel target as high as 22 pence as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, back below the 50-day moving average at 9.91 pence. Thor Mining has been a regular here on the Bulletin Board Heroes, and be churlish not to look at it again after today's gap higher. We were sort of toying with that resistance line there from December, 1.1 pence. Ideally, we'll see an end-of-day close above that to suggest that the next leg up for the shares is on its way. That would be a meeting with the August 2019 resistance line projection, currently pointing at 1.6 pence, and hopefully that could be seen over the next 2 to 4 weeks. In terms of the money management, I suppose an end-of-day close back below the gap, back below a penny, would be in order in that particular situation. Quite a buzz regarding Trafalgar, which was a favourite of mine as well, along with lots of other people on Twitter at the moment. Current situation, a little bit fiddly, not really a great charting stock, but we do have that triangle on the daily chart from July. That was effectively broken at 0.18 pence, and we've toyed between 0.18 and 0.2 pence over recent sessions. Still the situation here that while we're above the floor of the gap at 0.13 pence, we're giving the shares the benefit of the doubt. That's also the 200-day moving average as well, so that makes sense. And once we resolve the current churn that we have near to 0.2 pence, we could have a target here as high as 0.35. But probably at this stage, you want to see an end-of-day close 0.21 or above, really, to make sure that the shares are going to go up and stay up, given the rather messy activity at the moment. Nothing so messy for Tupel, where we revisit the chart here. We had a break through the 200-day moving average last week, and we're now sort of toying with that at 0.08 pence. Probably the easiest thing here, though, is to wait for an end-of-day close through 0.1 pence, given that we've backed off from that. But if you are aggressive, then you'd be looking at the stock now and would have a 0.07 pence stop loss. Target here, though, on the upside, while we remain above 0.07, is up to 0.15, and that would fill the gap from January on the daily chart. Just worth finishing off a slight lap of honour here with Valerix. The reason for the inclusion is just basically just to point out that we did manage to hit that rather ambitious looking 45 pence June resistance line projection today. See how far the stock retraces. It wouldn't be brave enough just yet to go for what the next target would be, but possibly up towards 70 pence if we can get through and consolidate, I suppose, the current levels. Obviously, we've come a long way in a very short time, but the bigger picture target here, perhaps over the next 1 to 2 months, on any break, lasting break of the upper 40s, would be up to 70 pence. Stop loss at the moment can't really be much tighter than the initial September resistance at 29.5 pence, so a difficult one in the near term if you're trying to trade this situation closely. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.